Before the airplane, trips abroad were big undertakings, and you wanted to prove to the folks back home that you'd really been there. And for some reason, kind of oddly to me, we still do it. Jake Warga is obsessed with postcards, and he explains how these little souvenirs, once upon a time, had great big consequences.
Here's a black and white picture postcard sent from a London exhibition of cultures dated 1905. The front of the card has a studio photograph of an exotic African family dressed in palm fronds labeled the Pygmies. They're surrounded by native objects like spears and drums, all brought in from a far-flung British colony for exhibition. Behind them is a painted backdrop of a Victorian garden, representing in a way the West's colonial goal of imposing civility and Christianity. The back of the card best reflects the thinking at the time. On it, the sender wrote, "These creatures were here last week."
The thing about the postcard, they were how everybody saw the world. They were among the most popular form of photography, particularly in the 1870s, 1880s. This was before movies. This was before really magazines with pictures in them.
Nicolette Broomberg is a curator at the University of Washington.
People want to see the rest of the world, or they want to see something odd, or they want to see something exotic, and this is an easy and cheap way of travel. So the postcard in particular, I think, became a purveyor of the exotic, and it's sort of a proof I was here. And so you send this back, and look, I saw this strange thing. This proves I was there and I really saw this.
Britain had so many colonies around the globe that they could proudly and accurately boast that the sun never sets on the British Empire. But the problem was the colonies were expensive and sometimes dangerous to establish, and unless they grew a really marvelous cup of tea, costly to maintain. So the idea had to be sold to people whose taxes and good Christian will were funding colonialism. The new technology of photography, combined with the recent penny postcard rate, was a fun way to convince people that colonialism was really a jolly good idea.
Well, colonialism, in the case of France, it actually started out as creating refueling stations for the French fleet.
Miriam Kahn is an anthropologist who does her field work in Tahiti.
And France, literally, if you look at the globe, France was establishing colonies that literally just went around, like a belt around the world. And that is why, you know, Tahiti originally became part of France.
Here's a picture postcard from 1904 showing natives lined up along a white picket fence, probably the first they've ever seen. No one is smiling.
Tahitians being dressed up in European clothing with, carrying parasols and Victorian collars buttoned up to their neck and to their chin, when you know that it's a tropical environment and this is obviously not the appropriate clothing, but it's a kind of colonial stamp put on the Tahitians.
In colonial times, the postcard worked like this. A photographer from the West would travel abroad, take some pictures, go back to the West, develop and print the cards, send them back to the colony for sale to other Westerners, who would mail them back to the West. The colonial legacy remains today in the picture postcard, only now the former colony's agenda is tourism. For Studio 360, I'm Jake Warga.
For more about the history of postcards and a few choice selections, you can click on studio360.org.